Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu an-Nahy 'an at-takallufi wa huwa fi'lun wa qawlun ma la maslahatun fihi bi mashaqqatin. The chapter on the prohibition of formalities, translated as formalities, namely to exaggerate words and actions for no reason. What it means is a person goes an extra mile, he takes an extra effort to say certain words and do certain actions when there is no benefit in it. In other words, he's trying to put a front. He's trying to pretend to be something. He's trying to pretend as though he's doing something. So the whole action of, or the whole purpose of taking that extra effort is to put up a pretense, or to pretend that he's doing something. A person is creating a front, an impression of something, where there is no benefit for it. Now this is something that's not encouraged at all in Islam, where you're trying to put a false impression. So put up a false impression, you need to do extra effort, you have to exert yourself. It's not your natural self now. Why? Because you have to put up a pretense. So you're trying to pretend to be somebody, or you're trying to demonstrate to someone else a higher level, either of piety, a higher level of richness, or higher level of knowledge. So now to try and impress and to try and create an impression, so what happens? You go to pretend. So this is not something that Sharia likes. What you are is what you are. I don't need to pretend to be someone else. I don't need to pretend that I'm too intelligent. I don't need to pretend that I'm too pious. How Allah Ta'ala has created me, that's what I am. A person shouldn't deliberately put himself into anything that will cause him any type of disrespect or disgrace, but at the same time he doesn't need to pretend. قال الله تعالى قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر وما أنا من المتكلفين in Surah Sad. Allah Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, I do not ask you people for any payment for this. I'm not asking you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of effort. He took the deen and he struggled and he sacrificed. He said, tell them, I'm not asking you for any payment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not asking for any payment. And tell them that I'm from amongst those who pretend. I'm not putting a false pretense that I'm a prophet and I'm a Nabi and I'm going out to try and impress you. I'm doing nothing. What it is what I'm presenting. So the first hadith, عن عمر رضي الله عنه قال نهينا عن التكلف رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Umar رضي الله عنه narrates that we were prohibited from formalities, pretending, going out of the way. In other words, putting up an extra, have taken extra effort to try and impress people in any way. We've been keep all these extra formalities, making things difficult. In fact, ulama explained that where a person doesn't have this takalluf, he doesn't have these extra formalities and this extra effort to try and impress people, he'll have a very happy life. He'll have a very easy life. He doesn't need to impress everyone. All the time he's seeing, hey, people are looking at me, now I need to put up another front. So this is not what he is. How he is, that is how he is continuing his life. He's not trying to impress anybody with his wealth. He's not trying to impress anybody with his knowledge. He's not trying to impress anybody with his physique, to show my muscles, etc. What I am is what I am. I'm not trying to put up a false pretense. How natural, how happy a person like this will be. Person, his inside is a demonstration, his outside is a demonstration of his inside. Like that, his mind also is one, his tongue is one. There is no unnecessary pretense that the person is putting. Not too long ago, there was an instance of a divorce. After the first night, this person divorced his wife. So what had happened was, he married one woman. He was getting married for the second time, he married a woman. So she was an elderly woman, but because the amount of makeup she had put and the amount of concealer that she had put, she made herself look very young. But after the first day of, or the first night of marriage, now she had to wash off all that concealer and take off all that makeup and everything. He realized that this was a very old woman. So that pretense was there to look like a young woman and to make her impress. But you can only impress so people for a little while. You can't impress them for very, very long. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would prevent people. That don't try and pretend and don't try and act what you're not. Be your natural self. Nobody is asking you to go into any type of guna, in any type of sin. Disobey Allah Ta'ala in any way. But in your behavior, behave firstly according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But don't put up any pretense or pretend to be anybody that you are not. There's one light-hearted incident, but it gives or illustrates this point very nicely, that there was one person that he would like to pretend that he's very busy and he's a very high ranking individual in the company, and he would try to create an impression that I must have somebody. So one day there was a knock on the door. So before he could tell that person, "You can come in," what he did was he picked up his handset. In the old days we had those phones with the wires there, etc. So he picked up his handset and he told the person, "Just wait by the door, I'm making an international call." So he starts dialing and he acts like he's speaking to somebody in Europe, that I'm ordering so much of raw material and you must ship it at this date, and I'm going to transfer the US dollars into this account. So he gave a long story, and after a while he put the call, put the phone down. He told this person, "Now you can come in." So this person said, "I'm from Telcom," and the line, so his line wasn't working, but he created one impression that he's making an international call and he's ordering so many things and so much of transfer. And the man that came in told him, "Your lines are not working, so I'm just here to test to see where the fault is." So therefore a person who pretends, one day he's going to get caught. One day he'll get caught out for his pretending. So therefore we don't pretend what we not. Islam is so beautiful. This is what you are, this is how you are. Don't try and impress. As Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali would give this one incident, that one person, he went for a proposal. So he went to see one girl, and he came in a very fancy car. He borrowed somebody's car, maybe like a BMW or something that time. He borrowed the car and he came, somebody else's car. And when the family asked that, "What do you do? What does the boy do?" He said, "No, he owns a bus company. He's got many buses and everything." So this family was very impressed by the wealth of this boy. Why? He put up a pretend front. This is, came with someone else's car. They didn't know. And he owns a bus company. So he says, after the nikah took place, they realized that this person was just a bus driver. He was working for one company and he wasn't the owner of the company. Now what happens to a marriage like that? Automatically you started off on a wrong footing. Automatically you created some type of deception with the in-laws. How can a marriage like that ever last? So if a person wants relationships to last, a person wants happiness to last, he wants to be ease, with peace of mind with what he is and how he is, then don't pretend to be anything. Be what you are. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that you live a very comfortable life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.